The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I certainly didn't expect it to come so soon since I started playing again.
The comeback is complete for Andy Murray. The Scottish tennis star and former world number one won his first singles title since hip surgery 9 months ago, defeating Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland 3-6, 6-4, 6-4 in Antwerp, Belgium.
Stan was playing amazing tennis, hitting winners from all over the court, and I just managed to hang in a bit at the end of the second set, and then obviously third set was extremely close again, but yeah, amazing.
Murray has two small children, and his wife is expecting a third. He says being back on the tennis court keeps a unique equilibrium in his life.
When I've been off the tour the last few years, my family's got bigger, so I need to get on the road so we don't get out of control. But I'm excited for the third kid, and my wife's been a huge support for getting me back on the court and, you know, making me fight to keep playing.
We're at the point of the season where these are elite teams. We went through Tampa, incredible team, the Yankees, incredible team. Now we have the Nats, incredible team.
Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch knows the World Series will be tough. Even with the advantage of hosting the first two games of the best-of-seven Major League Baseball championship, Washington Nationals pitching helped bring the National League champions to the World Series for the first time in 86 years, and Hinch believes that same pitching will be the difference in the Fall Classic.
With the type of pitching that we're going to phase out of the rotation with the Nats, I'm not sure you can use the word easier. I think this particular series, you got to beat their starters. If you want to do well against the Nats, you got to beat their starters and then make them make decisions as the game goes on.
Nationals manager Dave Martinez has watched his team overcome the odds and, for a while, the worst record in baseball to reach the World Series.
I truly believe that these guys are fired up to be here. We played a lot of unbelievable games this year. We've come a long way, so I think they're excited, like I said, excited to be here and ready to play.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.